भूमौ स्खलितपादानां भूमिरेवावलम्बनं त्वयि जातापराधानां त्वमेव शरणं शिवे.
To those who slip and fall on the ground itself offers support. Similarly, for those who commit mistakes in your worship, you alone offer refuge, O Goddess.
Chatushashtya tantraihi sakalamati sandhaya bhuvanam sthitastattat siddhi prasava paratantraih pashupatihi punastvannirbandhad akhila purushartaika ghatana svatantram te tantram kshititalamavatitaradidam.
By pervading the entire creation through his 44 techniques of tantra, Lord Pashupati then established himself in each of those techniques which bear fruit to a sadhaka. And then, again, upon your compulsion, he gave birth to all of the attainments of mankind. Thus, your systems of tantra, unique and independent from all the rest, descended upon this world.
Shiva Shakti Kamaha Kshitirathara-vishita-kirana smaroham-sashakras-tadanucha-paramara-harayah amihrullekhabhis-tisrbhiravasanishu-ghatita bhajante-varnaste Tava janani namavayavata.
O Mother, the 12 syllables in three groups corresponding to Shiva, Shakti, Kama, Kshiti, Ravi, Shitakirana, Smara, Hamsa, Shakra, Para, Amara and Hari, along with the sound Hrilleka at the end of each group, constitute the Panchadashi Mantra, which describes the glory of your name and form.
Smaram yonim lakshmi tritayamidam adau tava manur nidhayaike nitye niravadhi mahabhogarasikah bhajante tvam chintamani guna nibaddhakshavalaya shivagnau juhvanta surabhighrita dharahutishataihi.
O eternal goddess, yet others who are ever immersed in the pleasures of existence, add the three syllables corresponding to smara, Yoni and Lakshmi in front of the previous mantra and do a continuous chant of the resulting Ashtadashakshari mantra with Chintamani beads and hundreds of offerings of cow ghee into the Shivagni within them.
Shariram tvam shambho shashi mihira vakshoruhayugam tavatmanam manye Bhagavati Navatmanamanagham Ata Shesha Sheshityayamubhaya Sadharanataya Sthitasambandhovam Samarasaparanandaparayoho.
O Goddess, you are the physical form of Lord Shambhu, with the sun and the moon as the breasts. In turn, I perceive your flawless form to be of Lord Shiva's own self. Therefore, based on the principle of the relationship between the base and the accessory, the relationship between both of you, who are the embodiments of transcendent bliss and eternal consciousness, stands even.
Manastvam Vyomatvam Marudasi Marutsarathirasi Tvamapastvam Bhumih Tvayi Parinatayam Nahi Param Tvameva Svatmanam Parinamayitum Vishvavapusha Chidanandakaram Shivayuvati Bhavena Bibhrushe.
You are the mind, you are space, you are air, and you are fire. You are water, and you are earth. There is no abode beyond attaining perfection in your worship. In order to expand yourself into a cosmic form, you yourself are manifest as the consort of Shiva, embodiment of the bliss of consciousness.
Tavagnya chakrastham tapana shashi koti dyuti dharam param shambhum vande parimilita parshvam parachita yamaradhyan bhaktya Ravi Shashi Shuchi Nama Vishaye Niraloke Loke Nivasati Bhaloka Bhuvane.
Situated at your Agnya Chakra with the brightness of a million suns, I worship Lord Shambhu of the Beyond, who is of the form of two conjoined halves, through a devoted worship of whom one eternally resides in the realm of radiance, which transcends the realm that can be perceived through the physical light of the sun, moon, and fire.
Vishuddhau te shuddha sphatika vishadam vyoma janakam Shivam seve devi api shiva samana vyavasitam Yayoh kantya yantya shashi kirana sarupya sarani vidhutantar dhvanta vilasati chakori vajagati.
In your Vishuddhi chakra, I offer my service to Lord Shiva, who shines like clear crystal and who is the creator of space, and also to Devi, who is manifest as an equal to the Lord, through the brilliance of whose moon-like shine, the entire creation, rid of its impurities, rejoices like a chakori bird.
Samunmilat samve kamala makarandai karasikam bhajeham sadvandvam Kimapi mahatam mahanasacharam Yadalapa dashta dashagunita vidya parinate Yadadate doshad gunamakhilamadbhyav payaiva.
Next, I worship the pair of Hamsas that dwell in the hearts of great beings, relishing the honey of the fully blossomed lotuses of their wisdom, through the mutual songs of which one masters all the 18 systems of knowledge, and which separates one's virtues from vices, like separating milk from water.
Tava svadhishthani hutavahamadhishthaya niratam Tamide samvartam janani mahatim tam cha samayam yada loke lokan dahati mahati krodhakalite dayardraya drushti shishiramupacharam rachayati.
O Mother, in your Svadhisthana Chakra, I worship the pair of you as Samvarta and the great Samaya, established with fire as their base, the enraged sight of which ends up in the burning up of all worlds, and the compassionate glance of which provides cool and pleasant relief.
Tatetvantam shaktya timira paripanthi spuranaya spuranana ratna bharana parina dhendra dhanusham tavashyamam megham kamapi manipuraika sharanam nisheve varshantam haramihirataptam tribhuvanam.
In the Manipuraka chakra, I worship the one who is like the darkness dispelling lightning, which is resplendent in the colors of a rainbow. I worship your dark, rain cloud like manifestation that brings its showers, cooling down the three worlds, heated up by the sun like Shiva.
Tavadhare mule sahasamayaya lasya paraya navatmanam manye navarasa mahatandavanatam ubhabhyame tabhyam udaya vidhi muddeshya dayaya sanathabhyam jagnye janaka janani majjagadidam.
In your Mooladhara chakra, I meditate upon Navatman, Lord Shiva, engaged in the Mahatandava with all the Navarasas in the company of Samaya, Devi Shakti, engaged in a pleasant lasya. I perceive that it is because of this mutual dance, graciously aimed towards the birth of creation, that this existence now has a father and a mother.